Hey everybody, Mark Ashton here with your October 10th reading from Project 4-4, Nehemiah 7 and 11 and 12. And oh boy, wasn't that a fun one to read today. I mean, there were huge numbers of lists of names in the Bible. You ever wonder why in the world are there so many lists? And the truth is, there were way too many names to be digested in today's readings, and I don't expect you to remember all of the names that were in the passages today, but they are faithfully recorded, and there's lots of passages that have a ton of names in the Bible, and the complete pedigree of each name in this list is given for a good reason, for our edification. Now, by creating this list, Nehemiah shows that he's an all-star leader, once again, on multiple counts. Today, it's in the area of administration and data tracking. Now, hang with me here, because this is an important leadership lesson. Many of us wonder, why in the world would God take up so much room in the Bible for this list of names? And I have a theory. It's because every person is important. Every name is important. Every life matters. And the total number of people is important as well. Because each individual is important, well, the conglomerated list is then important as well. You see, Nehemiah noticed that there was a problem. The walls are done, but there's not enough people in the city that could make the city thrive or defend the walls if they were attacked. So once again, Nehemiah identifies a problem and he goes after finding a solution. This is what great leaders do, and Nehemiah does this. So he makes a decision. He's got to ask the questions. How many people need to live here? Who will they be? How will I get them here? In order to do this, he has to know his data. How many are currently in Jerusalem? How many are in surrounding towns? How much redistribution is necessary? And then he can make decisions. Why? Because somebody was counting. Because there was a good administrator, because there was good data, because somebody was tracking names. It reminds me of my first year on staff with InterVarsity. I came to my supervisor at the end of my first year and I said, "Hey, John, this year we saw 21 people come to faith in Jesus, a new record for our InterVarsity chapter." I mean, I was counting every hand raised, every card filled out, and every secondhand story that I heard. I would count dogs and pregnant women twice if I could. John just said, "Great, get me a list of their names and let me know who's discipling each of those people." Well, when I did that, I was able to come up with the names of 6 real people that really I knew what their names were and really were connected in our chapter and really were growing in their faith. Now, each one mattered to God for sure, but when I got my accurate information, my priorities changed around making disciples, not just trying to pad my spiritual statistics list. Every person mattered to God. The people mattered to God. The names, the individuals, they mattered to God. Not just my self-perception of my own ministry success. It's an important lesson to learn as a young staff member. This is probably why Nehemiah was so painstaking in getting every name written down. He was interested in leading well, and you need to lead well when you value people. When you value people, you track your data. When you do, you know the health of your organization. You know when it's in decline or when it's improving. You know when your plans are working or when they're failing. Sure, it takes energy to track your people, but it's time well spent because every single one matters to God. When you track how they are and what they're doing, you show that you love them and that you value them. So luckily, the Bible isn't all a list of names and people and their plans. But we can sure learn an important leadership lesson from Nehemiah today by reading this passage, just seeing how meticulous he is in tracking his people. So if you lead a small group, pay attention to your people. If you lead a ministry, pay attention to your people. If you lead a church, pay attention to your people. Because every last one matters.